Welcome back to the Hearts Unleashed podcast. We're turning dreamers into doers. If you're ready to open your heart and take inspired action on your dreams, you are in the perfect place with wonderful people. Here's your host, dreamer, educator, and adventurer, Abigail Gazda.
Hey, hey, my friends. Welcome to the Hearts Unleashed podcast. I am bringing a different vibe to you today for this episode, should as a dirty word, or should is a dirty word, if you want. And I actually just completed recording the Hearts Unleashed membership monthly affirmation. And I do a private recording in the membership, and each month has an affirmation, and I record a channeled message about that affirmation, and it goes live on the first, and the community, we live into that affirmation or mantra for the month, and it stretches us and it challenges us and it causes us to live a full life and one that we've declared as our greatest life and inside of our fullest potential. And I love that space. I love what we've created. I love what we have in that community. And I welcome you into that community. March's mantra is, my impact is strong and my legacy is great. And I simply just love the frequency of it. And so I thought, let me just come right off this wave and right into the Hearts Unleashed podcast. So here we are. I am totally going to channel this and riff. I have no notes. The only note I have is should is a dirty word, and I have plenty to say about that. That is something I realized very early in my coaching career, and I loved, I don't remember where I heard it, it was so long ago, but the phrase, don't should on yourself, like shit, right? Don't should on yourself, or you're shoulding all over yourself right now, and that's messy, and that's icky, and, you know, if you were, you know, diaper wearing, you'd have to sit in that. And when we think about should as a dirty word or shoulding all over the place, it's an attempt to discourage the behavior, of course, right? It's a fun and light check-in on a disempowering behavior. So I want to give the context of why we want to talk about this and why I want to talk about this and share it with you in this context, because there is a lot of influence from all the corners of our life and the world about what we should do, shouldn't do, could do, would do. And it often pulls us away from our authentic nature. I'll give a quick for example, because I'd like to start as far back as, you know, our adolescence, our youth, our infancy. You know, babies, they have permission to poop and cry and scream and sleep and drool and spit up. And we love that. We cheer that on, you know, we excuse it. And then at some point, we're told that you shouldn't do that. We learn etiquette and what's acceptable or not. And traveling and being exposed to other worlds and cultures really opened up my mind to how silly so many of these shoulds are. And there's an episode I have called Right and Wrong Doesn't Exist. It's really far back. It's one of the top first 10 episodes. And it's a similar concept, but what is right in one culture is wrong in another. And the one that's always stuck out the most to me is so simple, but in Asian culture, slurping your food or chewing loudly is a sign of like acknowledging the deliciousness of the food. It's like, it's more respectful. It's a display of enjoyment, right? And at least in Western culture, it is not. It's obnoxious. It's frowned upon. It's discouraged what you should and should not do. And it's seen as inconsiderate or even something around unrefined, undignified. And so this very stark difference in this one small, very small example just is laughable. About what we think is right and wrong and good and bad and what we should and shouldn't do and how we live our entire lives based on those beliefs, how our identities are shaped around what we should and shouldn't do. And this is where it felt really amazing and worth coming to a podcast episode about, because people's limitations on their entire lives, like what they their self-image and what you view yourself as capable or incapable of. Some, if not all, at least a lot of that has come from conversations and conditioning and observations about what you should and shouldn't do. And so I want to address this. I want to invite you, there's an episode called NASR, Notice, Acknowledge, Stop, and Redirect. And I'm going to cover that inside of the should situation. Anytime you're talking to yourself about, I should, I shouldn't, I can't, or I can even, I invite you to really consider, where is that coming from? And is that empowering? And is that authentic? Or is that something that's programmed? So inside of NASR, notice anytime you're using limiting language. And guys, it's like super, super basic. Should. If you hear yourself, you should in a sentence, explore it. Okay. Can't. Can't means won't. Why won't you? Why can't you? Why wouldn't you? Why shouldn't you? Right. So it's very rigorous. Your words create your worlds. I can hear so many podcast episodes literally coming out of me as I'm sharing this concept, and I kind of love it. So there's an episode called Your Words Create Your World, Right and Wrong Don't Exist, and NASR, right? So notice the should, shouldn't, can, can't, yada, yada. Acknowledge, literally just say, oh, I acknowledge that I notice that I'm using the should language and I'm limiting myself, or that this isn't my belief. It's inherited or given. This would require you observing yourself and not only just being yourself, which is what I'm referencing is split consciousness, meaning you are the observer of your being. You're not just being in the world. You're observing it all. So that means you're actually hearing yourself speak in conversation, not just only singularly in the conversation. So this is a split consciousness to notice yourself doing something and then acknowledge that you're doing it and then stop. So I use the word stop for NASR, but I also use the word slow, as in to slow down doing that, do it less frequently, do it less intensely. And so a lot of people's response is, well, if I could stop, I would, right? You have to notice something and acknowledge it in order to stop it. We don't skip the steps. And so notice, oh, I should be further along in life. What? Who? Why? Who says? According to what? Where? What's the test on this? What's the guidelines? I should send this response. You know, anything says who is a great question for shouldness. And to stop shoulding is to take a moment, and this is where redirect comes in. Question that the same way I just did. You should what? And why should you? And who says you should? Those are all three brilliant questions for this context. And redirect, I like to use a prompt for redirect, which is what gets you back into your own energy? What gets you back to being you? So not what should you do, what would you do? What would be the most authentic expression of you? What would you love to do? I'm going to get a little stretchy here because as an entrepreneur, as someone who values like freedom and autonomy, someone who's built an entire business from scratch, I have done a lot of things that people don't think I should do. I should work a job that gets me a 2-week paycheck for stability, predictability, safety, right? I should market a certain way. I shouldn't be giving out so much free content. I should charge more. You know, I could, would, blah, 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 right? There's all this exterior influence. And that's what I was referencing in the beginning, is all this exterior influence about what you should do, how you should be, what you should say, where you should be, when you should be there, what you should wear there, what you shouldn't wear there, is all a construct. And I say that respectfully. Can you play the game of life according to others' rules? Of course. Like, laws are a good thing to abide by, right? Like, it would behoove you to follow most of the laws. So you, one, don't end up in jail, but two, we don't need to be doing much illegal stuff. But at the same time, that is all up for debate, because what is legal and what is not is different in different states, different countries, different cultures. It's all a construct. And yes, I'm getting a little out there, and that's okay. It's all a construct. Now, the reason I say this is because when it comes to a life by design, you have to listen inward. And what you feel to do, someone else might completely advise against it. And I'm all for, like, the baseline here is integrity, humanhood, right? Like, loving our brothers and sisters. Like, there's a baseline I'm talking about. I'm not talking about being wild animals out in the world. I'm talking about disrupting constructs that keep you feeling stifled, unsatisfied, and unfulfilled. And so I broke rules of what I should do, or what I thought was expected of me. I think that's a good place to look about expectations. Like, what expectations do you perceive that then you feel stifled by? That's a good point to tackle. All because a life by design will disrupt the status quo. And you're probably not going to feel highly encouraged when you're disrupting the rules and boundaries of others. Well, you can't do this that way. This is the way it's always been. You're crazy. You know, like, there's a lot of feedback you'll get about stopping the shooting. Stop shooting all over yourself. But most importantly, as we begin to wrap up, most importantly, the shoulds, it becomes your responsibility. This is not a blame game. There is no fault to assign. You have a responsibility to set down the shoulds that have been handed to you and decide your own life, decide the quality and trajectory, the direction of your life. That is up to you. And if you stay a victim of the shoulds of the world, well, then you will stay stagnant where you are. You might achieve greatness by the standards and expectations of others and live and be completely unfulfilled, probably because you're living a should life. And so I encourage you, and I celebrate you, and I acknowledge you, and I invite you to take a serious look at how shoulds stifle you and where they keep you in a box that you're not happy in, and to practice the courage of disrupting the status quo. Wherever in life, I'm having a quick hit on in relationship, you don't have to tolerate or accept or settle. You should be happy with what you have. You should pick from what's available. Like, go for what you want. But then again, that's going to require you dreaming and doing. And that's exactly what we're doing here at the Hearts Unleashed podcast. It's still early enough in the season for me to tell you, I am so happy to be here. I am so excited to be back. Season 7, we're here. We're kicking ass and taking names. So if you've been tuning in, thank you. Thanks for joining me on the depth of this vibe, the channeling. It's a lot more restful. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you. So thank you for seeing me in all of my beautiful facets. I love you. Thank you for tuning into the Hearts Unleashed podcast, where we are turning dreamers into doers.
Thanks for tuning in to the Hearts Unleashed podcast. We hope you found all the inspiration that you needed today and that you use it to take the next inspired action on your dreams. If you love the show, share it with a friend. We love spreading the love. For more information, to listen to more episodes, or to shop Hearts Unleashed, visit us at heartsunleashed.com. See you next time, hearts.